Blog Talk Radio.
My name is Kim, and welcome to my show called Compassion Dakini. It's a show where we bring people from all phases of life to come in and share how they grew their work on compassion. And so today is the first day of the open show, and we have a very special guest, and I'm so honored to have this wonderful, wonderful gentleman who's been so kind and compassionate to be the first person on my show. And his name is Dr. Kim. So, Dr. Kim, are you with me?
I'm here.
Dr. Kim?
Yes, ma'am. I'm here. Yes, ma'am. I'm here.
Compassion.
So I was wondering, can you give us an idea of, because your background is very spiritually based, so
That's right. You
just talk to us a little bit about compassion? What does it mean, compassion, in your world, in your practice, and what does it mean by compassion?
Let me say that I'm very thankful that you have reached out to me to let me be the first guest on your new show, and I'm very proud of you. I'm very encouraged by what you're doing, and I give you mad props today. And to define compassion, I'm real simple, and the simple definition of compassion is simply treating other people like you want to be treated, from the perspective that you understand that they're going through something. And one of my goals this year is to do anything in my power to help my fellow man put a smile on their face, help their day go a little bit better. You'll be surprised the power of just a kind word. That's being compassionate. You know, compassion doesn't have a price tag a lot of times. You know, a lot of times people want to throw money at situations, but a lot of times just being kind to somebody can reap a whole lot of dividends. So basically, my basic definition is just treating others like I want to be treated.
And in your lifetime, or in the last year, or in several years, what is like the most simplest compassionate act that that you have experienced?
You're saying compassion towards me?
Yes, towards you, or you've seen it in other people that you just basically just try to like open up your heart and say, "Huh, wow, something inspirational that really touched your heart in a sense of compassion."
As a matter of fact, we there's a show here in the States called Undercover Bosses, and basically it's a show where CEOs and presidents and vice presidents dress down and work on the line with the workers. And at the end of the show, they reveal their identity. And the people that they have worked with during the show, they just put all kinds of gifts on them and love on them and give them money, give them material things, and just show some authentic compassion. And, man, I was sitting in the chair the other night. I brought tears to my eyes because you could see the joy from the recipient of those gifts. You could just see the joy that was in their eyes when they were just given some things, not a whole lot, but just given things that's going to help make their life a little bit better. And it just does my heart good whenever I see people being nice to each other. That just really gets me going. That's my drug. That's my elixir, if you will. That gets my engine going, just to see people being kind to each other, because we are living in a world, and a global world, that meanness is prevailing. But if we become a committee of one and begin to show kindness, I'm telling you, it'll pay a whole lot of dividends.
Well, thank you. So if you were sitting right across from God himself and he says, Sims, if you had to give five advice on compassion, what would you teach and who would you teach and why would you teach?
Well,
what would you say?
Well, if I had to put together a recipe for being kind, and I was sitting in front of God and asking him to give me the thumbs up on the recipe, and I would have this recipe just for people that are kind of bitter and have just a negative attitude living their life, because I find that the more negative a person is, the less compassionate they are. And the flip is true. The more compassionate you are, the more positive you are. Positive people tend to be more compassionate people. So the first thing right off the bat, stop being, the first recipe to becoming more compassionate is stop being so negative and thinking that, you know, you don't have anything to live for. If it wasn't for bad luck, you wouldn't have any luck at all. My glass is half empty. You know what I'm saying? And so the very first ingredient to becoming more compassionate is to become more positive. Number one, become more positive. Number two, realize you need to have an attitude of gratitude, because the more positive you are, you tend to be more grateful. So mix in some gratitude. Thirdly, mix in some empathy. Understand that people are going through something. You're not on the island of I'm going through by myself. You're not the Lone Ranger when it comes to trials and tribulations. So understand that somebody else might be having a bad day. They might be going through something. They may be having family trouble. They may be having financial trouble. So mix in some empathy. So not only be more positive, not only be more grateful, but let's be more empathetic. And then number four, be more sympathetic. Not only understand what somebody is, but get involved. Become more sympathetic. That means that will stir you and cause you to want to get active and get involved. And number five, just understand in the back of your mind, whatever you give is going to come back to you. So understand that your giving, your being compassionate, is a serious return on investment. It's going to come back to you, because there's a law of reciprocity. Whatever you put out, whatever you sow, you're going to reap. So let's become more positive. Let's become more grateful, let's become more empathetic, become more sympathetic, and understand that it's going to come back to you.
Wow, that is an awesome recipe. And listeners, if you're out there, that is your vitamin C for this week, okay? Vitamin C as in the vitamin in compassion, all right? Everybody, did you get that? Vitamin C. Vitamin compassion for this week. Wow, Dr. Sim, that's totally amazing. Can I ask you a question regarding positive thinking? What are some tips and tools that you could help for people who, if they think positive, it's like, oh, I don't want to be too Pollyanna, and why should I think positive? It's because then nothing seems to work out. How do you inspire people to change their thinking and change their thought, and what is your philosophy on positivity, and how does it affect spiritual?
Okay, well, you know what, in my award-winning book, Living Motivated, my inaugural book that I released about a year and a half ago, I go into all of those details. But let me just say this. Let's look at positivity as a checking account. And the more positive you are, the more you're going to have in your account to draw from. You have to understand, to really get along in this world, you cannot be negative, because the world is all about energy, okay? And so the more positive you are, the more energy you're going to have. The more negative you are, the less energy you're going to have. So you got to do everything in your power to keep positive people around you, change your attitude, look at things from a positive perspective. And it's not being Pollyanna, if you will, but it's being realistic with a positive twist. All of us go through things. All of us have challenges. But attitude, I define attitude, is how you choose to look at a particular situation. We got to realize that, hey, sometimes it is what it is. One of the current books I'm working on, Happy as a Country Pig in City Slop, I'm learning how to play poker. And when I started studying poker, something really, really amazing jumped out at me, and that I really hadn't noticed since I've been playing cards. But the best poker players are not necessarily the ones that get the best hand every round, but it's the ones that know how to bluff the most. So when you're being positive, it's not that you have signed on and put on rose-colored glasses and ignoring what's real. You have just decided that until things get better, I'm just going to bluff my way. I'm going to bluff my situation to let my situation know. I'm not going to let my situation dictate my disposition, okay? So I'm going to be positive about my situation until it gets to where I want it to be positive, okay? I'm just going to be positive. It's my choice. Being positive is a choice, and I choose to be positive.
Wow. Well, Dr. Sim, you have touched on several things that ring true with me regarding positive does change your energy. And when you say that having a positive thought, it helps not only, I've seen in my line of work, is like having a positive thought does change your mood, does change your health, does give you hope, and all those are basically having faith, like you say, having faith in God, having faith in the goodness that everything would turn out. Yes?
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. I'm telling you. I'm telling you. I mean, attitude is huge. And I tell my sons the same thing, and they play sports. You're going to win sometimes. You're going to lose sometimes. We're getting ready for a big basketball game here in a little while. But it's all about how you approach the game. You know what I'm saying? Because if you stay negative, you'll never do anything. But when you're positive, you just know, and you're setting yourself up for success when you choose to be positive.
And then I believe that you also have a talk show too, right? When is your talk show? And wouldn't you mind to just talk a little bit about it, so that way some of my listeners could turn into you too? Because very much you and I are in very much in a line of our thoughts and our beliefs, and how we could start as starting the masses as far as changing the perception and moving the mass more towards compassion, more towards being kind, and more towards being godlike and being good and goodness, and just seeing the good in not only in people but in situation. And I understand that now that we turn on TV and all we see is really sad stuff, and hopefully, you know, this Blog Talk Radio could inspire some people to come and look at our audio clips and just feel good. So would you mind sharing with us a little bit about your show and what it's about and what's the intent?
Yes, ma'am. Every Thursday evening, 10 p.m. Central Standard Time, like right now it's about 3:15 my time, so it's about 6 hours from now. on Thursday evenings. It's called Living Motivated. And basically doing the same things you do on your show, I interview like-minded people. I started a movement in November called the Living, the Extraordinary Man Movement. I'm highlighting ordinary men that are doing ordinary things with a little bit extra. One of my target areas is men. A lot of times men don't have things to fall back on, to draw motivation from. And a lot of men now are hurting, and they're not motivated. And when you steal a man's motivation, you might as well dig a hole 6 feet deep and put him in there and throw dirt on top of him. His reason for living has dwindled. And so I've been inspired. I've been motivated. I've been encouraged. I've been touched by God to really start this movement. And, girl, it has grown some legs. I put it up on Twitter and Facebook and just really got some positive feedback by it. And men love to be, we won't tell you guys this, but men love to be pampered and motivated. And so I'm really touching a lot of men, and I've had several men on the show just since November just really appreciating the things that they are doing and to help keep them encouraged. So every Thursday evening at 10 o'clock, you can tune us in. You can go to my website, ministeromotivation.com, and click on the radio button, and that'll take you right to my station. All the archives are there. You can listen to your heart's content. And I've been on the air now a little over 2 years, going on 3 years, and I've just been having a good time. I love to talk, as you probably can tell. I love to talk, so talking is so easy for me. That's my passion. And so we are really, really encouraged, and a lot of people listen to the archives. So I've had thousands of listens since September of 2009, and it's just getting better and better.
Wow. That's okay, listener. I hope you do tune in on Thursday, 10 p.m. Central Time, to Dr.
That's
Chen.
Right.
And your Extraordinary Men project seems very inspirational and very promising. And also, I was wondering, too, that from what have you learned from your life's work that make men, since that's a part of your main project, make men turn around? Like, what have you seen that you have learned that they, like, got the spark in their eye? Like, what does it, what did it, what wisdom can you share with us?
What an awesome question. Well, with the man, you really, and we won't admit this a lot, but even with a man, it has to be something that touches him at his core, something that's going to shake his world and hit his ego. You know, a lot of times you can't really deal with us on touchy-feely kind of stuff, but if you get to the core of that man, if you really hit him where his heart is, where his passion is, what makes him get up and go, if you can hit him there and shake him there, oh, my goodness, you got something. And so that's why one of my biggest things is I challenge people with figure out your why. Figure out which lane of life you ought to be running in. Once you figure that out, I don't have to do much to keep you motivated. But a lot of people, my friend, a lot of people really don't know what they want. I put that on my Facebook page yesterday. What do you really want? What do you want? If you cannot answer that question, how do you know when you're going to get it? You know, it's sort of like going to a restaurant, and I take you to dinner when I come over and visit you and Victor. When I come over there, we go out to your favorite restaurant, but we just sit down at the table. The waiter comes over and just bring us a plate of food, and we say, well, that's not what we want. And he'll say, well, y'all didn't specify anything. I just brought you anything. So a lot of people are getting things in their life, but it's not what they want because they haven't specified it. So once you specify what you want, you start moving in that direction, oh, my goodness, you talk about a lit fire. You talk about running with some steam. We got to get men, women, boys, and girls to figure out what it is in life that they want and that's tied to their destiny while they are here.
Well, on that same line, one of my I'm a yoga therapist. I'm a Tibetan medicine practitioner, and I also see people, especially women who have served in the military, worked in the military, support the military. We just basically mothers, wives,
that's right,
all types of women who
right.
serve the military, work for the military. And
right.
one of the things when they come and see me is I have them do a list called 108. And what that list comprises is if I says, okay, you know, you are sitting in front of God. There's no limit there. You could have anything you want. There's no finance. You name
right.
it, you got it. But you have to give me a list of 108. And you know what I realized, Dr. Sim, is that with a lot of women, when they get to like 75, they're like, oh, I'm all good. I don't need any more. And I said, no, no, no. You have to get all the way to 100. Because after they get to the 100, then it's actually their core, is the women's
right.
core. And we take this 108 and we divide up to four different quadrants, right? So
I like
one
that.
Is their mental, and one is their emotional, and one is
right.
their spiritual, and then the other one is their energetic, like, or their energy, like where they, most of their energy that they want to do, but they're so afraid of doing. So when
right.
we take these lists of 108, and the reason why I do 108, Dr. Sim, is because when I say do 100, and they tend to double up or triple up, so I always have 8 standing on the side. So if they do have double up or triple up, then I know by the end they get 100 or maybe 101. So for sure,
right.
it's going to be 100, not like 98 or, you know, 97. No, they're going
like
to get
that.
100.
I like that.
Yeah, so, and I have women do this, and I said, just carry the list with you, have it with you, and when opportunity comes, and that's what happens, because you know what you want, then opportunity does come, then you just jump on it. And usually a lot of them's like, oh my gosh, you know, I had an opportunity to go on a hot air balloon ride, and that's on my list. And I said, see, you asked for it, you got it. The universe conspired for your highest good. All you have to do is make a decision and ask
there you
for
go.
It. So that is exactly the same idea of like, finding out your passion, and that's what
that's right.
That's basically the soil to my tree of compassion, is like what motivates you, like you say, for the men is passion, right? So what is
that's
compassion
right.
is using your passion of your true love, and you have the compass to really share with the community, and that's what compassion is, and that's what my hope is to turn on the passion, so they would not only have compassion for others, but they also have compassion for themselves to really
Amen.
Not
Amen.
Afraid
Praise
to
God.
Ask what you know what they want. So we're very much on the same line, and we're very much, you and I are, I'm just so blessed to have an opportunity to have this show and meet you, because
oh,
I just feel
thank
like,
you.
I just feel like, where have you been? Like, I would never. Listener.
Well, I am on the southeastern tip of Alabama in a little community called Dothan, Alabama. So I'm easy to find. And social media is shrinking the world. And I'm so glad to meet you. And I want to offer your listeners, our listeners, I would give 1 hour of free coaching to anybody that sends me an email and mentioned they heard us on your radio show. My email is Dr. Walter Sims, that's DrWalterSims at gmail.com, and I will give an hour free, and that's a $400 value.
Wow. Wow. See, ladies and gentlemen, this is called the act of compassion. Dr. Sim is the first person. You are the pulse. okay? Like in the body, we have a pulse, the energetic pulse. We have a heartbeat, right? We are the pulse that makes the body going. You are one, the very first pulse that is going to start this compassion project. And
well, praise the Lord.
I thank you so much. Thank you. Thank you so, so much. I listeners, you better take advantage of that. He's not kidding. I'm sure he's not going to offer this all the time. So I would definitely take advantage of that. So
amen.
Your
amen.
First, okay? And the very, very last question, if I may, please, Dr. Sim. Okay, so for the newer generation, what one advice would you give in the newer generation regarding compassion? If you had to design a T-shirt, what quote would you put on the T-shirt that they wear on compassion? No pressure here, no pressure. But go, Dr. Sim. It could be, you know, it could be one of the quotes that I don't know.
If I could design a T-shirt, I would simply put it, and the kids would love this. The kids would love it. I would design a T-shirt that would be yellow and it have black, sort of like Nike. But instead of just do it, I want to say let's do it. Because what that envisions and what that entails is that I'm going to do it, but I cannot do it by myself. Because one of my quotes is 1 + 1 is more than 2. Hashtag teamwork. Like you and I have joined forces, so we have just united our resources, and we're going to bring this thing called compassion to pass. It's going to happen. It's just a matter of when. A victor put you in line with me. So that's 3 of us thinking the same thing, doing the same thing, going in the same direction. So we're in line, and we're picking up on each other's momentum. So if I had to design a T-shirt right now, I'll say, let's do it. With the same mentality Nike have, do it individually, but let's do it together.
Wow, let's do it. Okay, Dr. Sim, you and I, let's just do it. Let's spread on this compassion and let's really change the world, okay?
Let's do it one listener at a time.
And listener, this is your vitamin C called compassion. And
amen.
You need vitamin C in order to have a very fulfilling life. And that is the secret to good health. And believe me, that's the secret to making you young, because when you feel good, you get younger. Not anything else out there in the market that is making you less and less real. So let's make it real and let's do it.
Amen. And again, my email address is drwaltersims@gmail.com, and I'm giving away an hour free coaching. And in that hour, we can do a whole lot in an hour. And if you want to continue, we'll talk about that later. But we can get you going in 60 minutes. We can jumpstart your life in 60 minutes. That's a promise. I guarantee it.
Can you please say your email one more time, please, and your website?
Yes, ma'am. My website is www.ministerofmotivation.com. My contact number is 888-497-5380, and my email address is drwaltersims@gmail.com. That's drwaltersims@gmail.com. You can find me on Twitter. I'm M of Motivation. That's @ M of Motivation. That's the Minister of Motivation abbreviated. M of Motivation on Twitter. And I have a fan page, facebook.com/Minister of Motivation, and a YouTube channel. But all that's tied to my website and my fan page.
Great. Well, thank you so much for being the first guest. And let's... let's do it, Dr. Sim. Let's really, really do it. Let's spread compassion. Thank you so much for all the listeners, and thank you so much for all the divine help that's out there to pull this together. I am so grateful. So
amen.
This is Kim with called Compassion Dakini Show. I hope you tune in. And for now, I wish you good health and happy trails. And listeners, let's do it. Let's really do it. All right?
Amen.
Spread your compassion. Thank you so much, Dr. Sims.
Yes, and kudos to you for doing your first show. You are a rock star. I love you, Kim.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you so very much.
Amen. You're welcome.
Okay. Have a great day.